When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I turn and I look and I go for a ride, and then all of a sudden it's Wednesday night, and I get to see you again. Bass Galaxy, this is Stray Cass, and this is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. Don't mistake that. This is glorified, every dang minute of it. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Welcome back. Yes, another night here. Another Wednesday night. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We got a champ. This is the home of the champions. And this is Stray Cass. Tonight, Brian Schmidt, Bassmaster two-time Elite Series champ. He's won all kinds of other things in betwixt. I have a red pen with a green cap, and I'm marking everything off, Andy. I promise. I'm getting this tonight. Hey, coming back, congratulations to Keith Pagey on his win. Yeah, right there. Bass Open, a very unique win. Right. Brandon Palahniuk Show. Brandon Palahniuk Celebration, October 12th. Keep the applause coming. We're going to do it like this, Change. Yeah. Yes. Takumi rescheduled again. Bass Galaxy, give it up. He's doing Japan stuff. That's what he said. He's the best. Oh, my goodness. Hey, on a serious note, all you out there in the Bass Galaxy, if you do happen to be listening at this moment and have been afflicted or are going to be afflicted by anything with Hurricane Ian, our thoughts and prayers are with you. That is 100% for sure. Please be careful out there. We have a lot of buds out there, Ginge, and we wish them well. Speaking of the Ginger Ninja, see how I did that, Ginge? I pronunciated more. I was serious. When I get serious, I get a little quieter. You know what I do? I don't know what to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, Bass Fishing Galaxy, this is the one and only. Red on the head like a producer should be. He's Andrew Ellenberger, and he's a ginger ninja.
Hey, Patty, Bass
Galaxy.
Yes! Yo.
Angie! What's going on? I'm all jacked up again.
Yeah.
I've been coughing, and I'll tell you, I'm ready to rip, bud. Couple things to go through with you, Gingy. First, congratulations to the Fighter family, right?
Yes, very much.
Yes, another wildflower.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes, everything seems well, and Dayton's doing good. Rose is doing good. Violet's doing good, and now Ivy is doing good. Give it up for the Fighter the Fighter Four, the fantastic Fighter Four. How's that, Ginge? It's like a whole damn comic book.
It is.
Congratulations to all of you. And Grandma and Grandpa's, too. Give it up for Papa Fighter. And Mama. I mean, Grandpapa. Everything's okay with Pedro. Gotten any weird messages, just ignore it. It's not Pedro. Okay, I'm red checking green pen cap marking this whole deal off. Ginge, do you like that? Oh, I see what you're doing there. I see what you're doing there, Gingy. Hey, special shout out to Chris Mitchell. Thank you for everything you did at Bass, at BASS. We're going to miss you, and we hope your new road is the road to happy destiny. Chris Mitchell, that's right. Hey, Gingy, you know what's going on right now, and it's almost the second to the last thing about it, whatever that means? It's the half a spot official Go Bassin' with Stray Cass deal.
It's almost over.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So now, Ginge, you and I, we have to go bassing together soon and do the half a spot.
Okay.
The whole thing. Like, we're going to go out. We got to get our five best. We're going to measure them up, put it on the half a spot app, and hopefully we can win a trip to go fishing with ourselves anywhere we want to go in the world.
Anywhere we want to go?
Yes.
So that means I pick and then you pick. Right?
Yes, and then we're just set, and that's it.
That's all right.
Yeah, and that's it. So, seriously, Half a Spot Official, go to the Half a Spot Instagram page or Half a Spot app download on your iPhone store or on the Android store. They got it all. Half a Spot, download it, fish the online derbs. Seriously, a chance to go fishing anywhere you choose if you win some derbs. with myself and the Ginge Ninja, Stray Cast style, whatever that is. See how we're doing it, Ginge?
I hear you.
Hey, you know where I'm going next week, Gingy?
Yes, I do.
I am going to Springfield, Missouri. Do you say Missouri or Missouri?
I say Missouri. I'm above the line.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're in the north.
Yeah.
So, Springfield, Missouri. And I am going to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, dude.
Yep.
And I am stoked about it because our buddy Aaron Martins is getting inducted into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yes. That is right. Posthumous. He is inducted. Hall of Famer. So is Biffle. Biffle's there, too. Who was that? Somebody else was there. I can't remember. But anyway, my bad. I apologize. But yeah, hey, the point of this is go to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame website and go buy a ticket to the dinner and join us there. We'll have a good time. There's going to be a lot of cool people there. And the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame is just...
amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing understatement right there. What, Ginge... Speaking of amazing, what's going on with Brody at the Lake?
So Brody at the Lake's having an awesome auction on eBay.
And gotcha. The old Brody the Lake store.
Brody of the Lake. On eBay. If you go to eBay, just type that in. You can't miss it.
2006 Elite Series angler.
Yes. And there's tons of jerseys, tackle, all sorts of cool stuff, bass fishing history stuff. And they got a lot of cool jerseys on there. One of Aaron's.
Okay.
One of his last ones. So... Get on there and bid.
Bid. They got. I know Klunz is on there.
Klunz is on there. Taku.
Takus.
I mean, you got Shaw.
Shaw.
You got Dion. You got Takahiro.
Gosh.
I mean, they're all. You got Larry Nixon.
Oh.
I mean, they're all under Denny, Zell Roland.
Could you imagine a package deal? Like, say you
It'd
just
be an
went,
awesome man
yeah,
cave.
Yeah, yeah. Just say you went in there
yeah.
with just all just kinds of all kinds of baller
just
money,
let it rip.
And you're just laying it down, and now you got a whole deal with the Bass Pros dirt shirts, derp yeah. shirts everywhere.
I mean, you got Gussie. Charlie Ingram comes with a diamond gusset pant.
With the pants, too.
yeah.
Extra sewn in the crotch for yeah. durability, I'll
yeah,
bet.
It does.
Yes. Diamond gusset so. And Carolina rig rod rocks.
Yeah. Get on there and bid. It's for a good cause.
Yeah. Thank you.
And there's awesome stuff.
And that's Brody of the Lake on eBay.
Yep.
And Bass Fishing Hall of Fame website has all the information about the deal.
I'll have JR put it in the chat.
Thank you. Speaking of, give it up for JR, Rockin' Shoal Fantasy. He's been bassing again. He's out bassing.
Yeah, it's good to see.
He's catching them. Chat with JR on the chat board. Throw some stuff at him. Throw it off the wall, see if it sticks. You know what they say? You know how they say that, Ginge. But more importante than all of this, here's your chance, Bass Galaxy. Not only are we going to have a surprise Brian Schmidt like and share contest. We are also having a regular old Stray Cast like and share
line and lure bite me tackle giveaway.
Who said that? The heck was that, Change? That's a bite me tackle line and lure giveaway. And all you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. It's that easy. Like and share live Facebook feed, bite me tackle. Makers of amazing lead components. Ginge, I love them. Wait till you see the new Biffle Toe Biffle Knuckle. Yeah, yeah, look out. It's better than yours, Ginge. I hate to tell you. No disrespect. No disrespect. Okay, I got the... Ginge, I have my red pen with a green cap, and I'm marking things down as I go. Yeah, so the like and share is Bite Me and KVD Line and Lure. Wasn't that cool when Brian knew last week... talked about how he's using the line and lure and it's helping his angling. A lot of guys just don't talk about this stuff, Ginge.
No.
You know what I mean? That's KVD line and lure spray. Spray it if you got it. And if you don't got it, get it and spray it.
You're messing up if
right?
you don't.
Like and share, we're going to give you a bunch of it, like just a ton of it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I'm running it down. I think I got everything. Dun 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 bow bow. Oh, I don't. Hold on. There's one more thing. Ginge, you saw this. I know you did, because you texted me about it right away. The new Creature Hog colors. Max Scent.
Oh yeah.
The new Max Scent Creature Hog colors.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Man.
They got the GP Shad one with the pearl underneath.
Yeah.
And then they got that the one that Ike likes that he made in the Chigger Craw. It's got the green pumpkin one side, black blue the other side. So they're two-toning it.
Yeah.
Before they had watermelon green pumpkin one side. And yeah, I know. They're always sold out anyway. It don't matter.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, we go to, I can't get them from Berkeley. I go to Omni. Good Omni luck. Ain't got them. Go to Berkeley. Berkeley
Nobody
ain't got them. Go back to Omni. Omni ain't got them. That's because everybody's smashing them on it. That's the new Creature Hog colors. Check them out. OmniaFishing.com should have them. Unless Ginge bought them all. That's all I'm saying. All right. This is the moment the entire Bass Galaxy has been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the return
of Courtney.
What the world? And of course, Luke Foley, the Whiskey Gypsy.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, taking their whiskey to town. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're out on the town tonight.
We are.
I see you. I see you. Look at you go. You're quite the couple. You know that?
Well, I think you make kind of like each other.
Yeah, you. Oh, you kind of like each other on most days, don't you? You make a pretty pair.
Most days, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Hey, she's way out of your league. She's way out of your league.
I got a good personality.
She really is. Yeah, yeah.
I do. Got a good personality.
You just better know. Yeah, you do got a freezer full of chocolate. If you know what I mean.
He's something else, let me tell you.
I'm a character.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You see the craziness in our kitchen.
God knows.
Oh, God.
I got lures in the kitchen, so what?
Yeah.
I just meant how you, like, dance as you're cooking breakfast.
Don't tell them that.
Wait, he's like Tom Cruise drunk. In that movie with the Risky Business?
Oh, yeah.
Is this what this kid's doing?
I've only seen... The dress shirts and the underwear once.
What are we even doing?
He's usually
he's
usually just butt naked, isn't he, Court? He usually just coming out there in his birthday suit, letting it all fly. Hi, I'm Luke Foley, the Whiskey Gypsy, and I'm making breakfast for Courtney. Naked.
No, he always wears an
AFCO
outfit, the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, good for you.
We don't call it an outfit, dear. That's anyways, what, how you been,
yeah,
Pat?
I've been good. My outfits are doing great. I'm glad yours are as well. Did we lose them? Oh, I don't know. I went to me on this thing. Uh-oh. Holy God. See, it was getting out of line already, Ginge. You know, they're already out there in the whole bringing their whiskey home to town deal. It's nice to see Courtney back, right? Are they coming back to the big screen? To the big show? To the Brian Thrift Mississippi River Champion show? And they're back. Are you guys
back?
Hey!
Sorry.
We're back.
Gosh.
I don't know what happened.
We thought we offended you and you just hung up on us and canceled our sponsorship. Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, good. No. We're glad
you're
here.
So you been good, Pat?
No.
Seth had another girl.
I know. That's another wildflower that he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
And my dog.
Right?
That's three girls. Yep. It's the Fighter Five. Why did I say Fighter Four? They were already Fighter Four. It's like the Jackson Five, but the Fighter Five. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
My daughter's a wildflower too. She's Jasmine. So we all have we all have wildflowers.
Yeah.
And Matt has six daughters named Petunia somewhere in the world. They're all named Petunia. Yeah. We just don't know it. I mean that's a true story I just made up right now, Foles.
Matt caught 25 pounds on the secret bait somewhere, I saw.
Secret schmeekret.
Wait. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Why don't you know? You're Big Papa. You're one of his sponsors.
I was going to call him and ask him, but I was like,
he should have called you right away and said, Foley, what? No, yeah. Send him to his room.
I was talking to him about baits this weekend, so I figured I'd leave him alone. The Hibbins got they all three got in the top 10 at the BFL Lake of the Ozarks. That was cool.
Yeah, I saw that. Real good. And I also saw that I believe it's through Baitworks that the Hibbins have a new something special going. They got a new jig or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a great little jig that's out that's going to be perfect for casting, fishing offshore, fishing around docks. I think we're probably going to get on the show and talk about it a little bit more.
You sure are? In November, I believe. Is it Luke Foley certified? Is it like Foley certified, that chick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's a Guido special. It's something else.
Oh, and then it's
There's
definitely.
10 of them sitting on my kitchen counter.
Hey, so, don't hook yourself in the morning when you're making breakfast on those jigs. You know what I mean?
Where
when it's all hanging out. Hey, but no, to answer your question, I've been good. Thank you very much. Life is good. I can't even believe that this is a life. I'm going to be honest with you, Foles. And I know you feel the same way, man. And we thank you every week, every time for coming on this show, for you and your support of the Bass Galaxy through Tin Cup Whiskey. And your new your new beautiful partner there, Veronica Vaughn. You know what I mean? That Veronica Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney, have you ever seen that? Like, have you ever seen that movie, that Veronica? You know what I'm talking about? What is that?
No, I had to look it up when you started calling me that.
Okay, so did you see the YouTube clip?
Yes.
Well, Foley, yes, you did. Everybody, no, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, Foley, yes, no. You did.
You
did.
Saw the movie.
Yeah. No. Well, no, Foley.
I'm an American.
I don't know. Ginge, I'm having a great time. I don't know what to tell you. I'm all Foley'd up in right now. But here we are. Tin Cup Whiskey. Word of the week. We got Brian Schmidt coming on. Yeah. Mississippi River champ. Foles, what do you think? What's the Tin Cup Whiskey word of the week?
I think maybe we just go with like fall. Fall of the year.
Fall? No.
Bates falling, I'm not gonna even
say I'm not gonna even say fall or rate of fall. Nobody's gonna even have fun. Nobody's gonna even get buzzed. This is the first time I ever nixed your word.
Yes. This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you do this every day. You got a whole damn week to think of a word. What are you talking about?
Court,
send him to his room when you get home, please. He's grounded for this.
So what do you think be a good one?
How about grass? How about river? How about champion? How about what do you want?
River. Let's go river. River. I'm a river guy.
All right, river. When you hear the word river, you take a drink. You take a sip. It could be Tin Cup Whiskey. It could be an ice cold Coca-Cola. It could be a coffee con leche. When you hear that word, take a sip and please sip responsibly, right?
Responsibly.
Not Jordan Lee's brother, not responsibly.
No.
But responsibly.
That's her cousin.
Yes.
There's Matt Jordan and responsible.
There it is. Hey, you know what? I'm adding grass. Let's add grass on the river. It's always fun.
That's fine.
It's always fun to have grass on the river. So let's say if you hear the word grass or the word river during the Brian Schmidt interview, you take a sip. Oh, and don't forget to like and share the live Facebook feed for the Bite Me Tackle in the Line and Lure giveaway. Foles, I know you squirt that line and lure everywhere in the kitchen.
I do. Yeah. I got a few rods and reels to squirt them on.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, that's Luke Foley, and that's Courtney. And that's the Whiskey Gypsy and the Whiskey Gypsette. You are the Whiskey Gypsette. Give it up, Bass Galaxy, for Tin Cup Whiskey, Luke Foley and Courtney. Thanks, Luke. Seriously. For everything you do, bud. Everything you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's our pleasure.
It's awesome, dude. And go enjoy your mixer. You're at something or other, I'm sure, mixing something.
Oh, we're just out to dinner.
Yeah, we're at a dinner, so we're wrapping up.
What are you going to get? What'd you get? What was your meal?
I had a steak. She had some.
I did seafood risotto.
Yeah.
Oh, seafood risotto. That's cool. Anyway, hey. Put the power poles down. Don't go anywhere, Bass Galaxy. We're coming back with two-time Bassmaster Elite Series champion, Brian Schmidt. That's right.
See ya.
Peace. Thanks. Bye. Have a fun night.
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled. Untamed. Forever wild. There's no safety net. No way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Want to know the difference between PowerBait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural. Man-made. Every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, PowerBait is the only one that has scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. And we are stoked right now to bring to you two-time Bassmaster Elite Series champion, Bass Galaxy. Give it up for the one and only, it's Brian Schmidt. That's you. It's you, bud.
Thank you for having me, buddy. I appreciate being on with you guys. I appreciate it big time.
Yeah, the Bass Galaxy is excited. We've been waiting for our Mississippi River champion, and here you are, bud. So it's great. And congratulations on your second victory, of course. Amazing, Brian. Just amazing.
Pat, I appreciate it, buddy. I really do. You know what I had up against me there. I had an absolute assassin there, you know. Oh, Chris's.
Yeah. More than one. You had a bunch of assassins. You had a target on your back. And Chris had a target on his back. There was a bunch of targets going on. You know what I mean?
There was.
But, I mean, hey, let me tell you this. And I mean no disrespect by this. Right off the bat, I got to tell you, I see you as the kind of guy that if there was no fishing, you would just be screwed. Like, you wouldn't, I mean, that's all you know, Brian. I relate. I mean, I totally relate, bud. Like, I know you used to do charter captain and stuff like that, but I'm saying, okay, no bass, no fish. You ain't the kind of guy that's suiting up and going to the office. You know what I mean?
You're correct. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I don't see you doing that. You've been a pro for how long now? 7 years? 8 years?
Yes, sir. I believe. Yep.
Could you ever go back to a 9-to-5?
No, I couldn't. I feel privileged, you know, honored and privileged. I don't take it for granted. And no, I really don't think I could, man. The world would end as we know it if tournament fishing stopped for me, you know. So my family knows that, my wife knows that, so we gotta keep this ball rolling.
Yeah, because you couldn't even go to Walmart and work in the fishing aisle, you know what I mean, because there's no fishing, so we're screwed.
We're
gosh dang it, doing stupid stuff at truck stops or something, you know what I mean. Nothing else to do if there ain't no bassing. Crazy, man. Unreal. Dude, but I mean, like, you are a bass fishing tournament angler. And I know that sounds stupid saying this, but like, you are a Durbin beast. Like, you are a Derby beast. You're a tournament titan. You're a tournament titan. You really are. That's what your tattoo says. Tournament titan. Steady as he goes. You're a pro's pro. Whether you know it or not, bud, you are a pro's pro. Like, the pros talk about Brian Schmidt. Do you know that? Do you know that?
I don't, Pat, and I'm honored to know that from you, man. It's crazy. I put a lot of pressure on myself. I've been very fortunate. It's an honor to have for you to say that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, they really do, because like, you are 100% a no nonsense tournament angler. And again, no disrespect. There's no bells, whistles, no frills, no add a 4-piece nugget for an extra buck. You are Brian Schmidt, and you go out and you kick ass. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. And they're like, everybody's like, yeah, well, when Schmidt fishes a river, he does this. When Schmidt fishes a river, he does this. You know what I mean? Like, even bass fans do this, not just tour anglers. It's nuts, dude. So that's you're in a cool place in your career. Think about it.
You're 100% right on that as well. I feel that way right now. I feel really good about everything going on with my career in fishing, and I'm in this good place. I don't know how to explain it, and I don't want to lose this. Excited to keep it going, and I'm hungry to keep it going, if that makes any sense.
100%. We talk about it all the time on the show. It's like an animal when it tastes blood for the first time. You get that kill, and now you just want more, bud. There's no helping it. There's no helping it. You know what I mean? And now you're a two-time Bassmaster Elite Series angler in, what, 3 short years? What has it been, two, three? 3 years, 3 years.
It's your 3 years.
3 years. Just finished it. Two whole blues, bud. Come on. That's pretty good.
I don't know. It was an ultimate goal to win one. That I wanted to make it over here and to have a chance and to win one blue trophy. And now we have two. And so, Pat, like you said, now that we have two, you know, we want more.
Let's go hunting. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Hey, but it didn't start off like that. I mean, like 2002, I think I saw your first derby. It was like on your home water, your 150th place, Bri. That's horrible, Schmitty. What'd you do? You were like, you just been so mad at yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. 2002, first tournament ever. Here comes Brian, been growing up. He wants to go to the Bassmaster Classic and win it. He wants to win a Bassmaster Trophy. And then you're going in 150th place.
It was not that good. That was a long time ago. We have learned a lot since then.
I got some good news. Listen to this. Listen to this, Brian. 2016. What happened in 2016 for you? We're jumping ahead 14 years. You know what you did in 2016? Come on, champ. It's your first champ. Oh, my gosh. You already can't remember. You have champion's memory loss. That was the opens deal.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. No, that's okay. Hey, once you're a Bassmaster Elite Series champion, especially twice, never say sorry. You don't ever have to say sorry. You're like Kenny Powers now. You're just walking in, peeling off dollar bills. You know what I mean, Brian? That's what it's up here. Okay? 2016, man, you won the open there. Like it jumped. That was a jump, bud.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, you're like, hey, I can do this stuff. I can do this stuff. And lo and behold, now you pop into the FLW Tour, like 2017, and you won a derb on a river you just happened to be on a little while ago. The Almighty Miss, right?
Yes, sir. That was a special, special week that week.
Mighty Miss, 2017. So you had a little lull between 2002 and 16, but here you are. You're blossoming. You're a seed to a tree now, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, here's the deal, man. 2019, that was a special year for you. Couple milestones there, right?
We qualified.
You qualified, bud. Qualified. And you were AOY of the Eastern Opens. I mean, you did a little more than qualify.
At that, the whole deal there, Pat, was just it was just magical. Everything just fell into place. You know, every one of those tournaments, something special happened. And I tell you, you know, to be quite honest, I've told a lot of people this. I fished those opens that year just to fish more.
Okay.
I was completely content with FLW back then. And, sure. And I was like, hey, you know, I won an open before, and I didn't make the classic because I didn't fish all of them. I'm going to fish all the opens this year. If something magical happened and I won, I want to make the classic
again. I think you told us that at Hamilton, wasn't it, when we saw you there, that you were going to fish the opens or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. So, you know, and as that year went on, we started to learn about the changes that were going to happen with FLW. And then it became, hey, I really would like to have this option if I could at the end of the season to maybe choose. And I tell you, it has been the best thing that's ever happened to Brian Schmidt making the Elite Series. And I'm honored to be there.
It's nuts. Elite Series angler. Now, that is the creme de la creme at this present moment in the sport.
Yes, sir.
That is the five fish be all, bring it to the stage, big bass, big dreams, just plain old bigs, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like Brian has found his spot. There's no other way to put it. You did good in FLW, and God rest FLW, by the way, the good old days, you know, of FLW. They were so good to us and just amazing times had there, and you excelled there, of course. But a lot of times, I mean, I don't know, this is maybe a bad way to look at it, but kind of like a second marriage or something that's going very well.
It's going very well. So here's the deal. Right now it's an honor to be there. It's a small amount of anglers. I feel like it's really dedicated to the anglers. You have a chance to really gain exposure there. I feel having different marshals in my boat, just talking to people, just more recognized, you know, in the whole fishing world, everybody recognizes the Elite Series.
It's the Blue and Gold Shield. Everyone knows the Blue and Gold Shield, Brian.
It is. So, you know, I've told everybody this, you know, I was fortunate to win a few Toyota Series, you know, over the years. And I won one open. And more people recognize when I won that one open than the other amount of Toyotas that I won. And that was, you know, that took me back. And, you know, when I switched over to the Elite Series, you know, it was like this ultimate, you know, wow, this is awesome. You know, this is like, you know, I'm looking over, there's Rick Klein, you know, like it's just mind blowing. But here's the deal. Maybe the first year I was, you know, touchy feely, almost nervous.
Okay.
Like, there is a million killers trying to get to the Elite Series.
Dude. Yeah.
And you cannot take your foot off the pedal 1 second. Every point matters. And I'm realizing that. And I wish somebody would have sat me down. I'm telling any rookie or any guy that's coming over, every point matters. So, you know, back in the day, FLW, you could have a bomb or two. You go rattle off a couple top tens, it's all good. Every point matters because everybody's good and there's not as many anglers. So every point matters. So now it's like, I can't be just satisfied being here. You got to keep your position and it's some pressure. You got to make it happen. So it's an honor to be here, and I want to continue to be here, so I'm going to work my butt off.
Yeah, I see you doing that. I think everybody does, and I like how you said that, how 2020 you kind of got your feet wet. You didn't jump right in the hot tub, you know, because it's real hot. The hot tub's real hot. You got to take your time and kind of put a toe in. You don't want to get burnt in the private places. You know, just jump right in. You know what I mean? You can't do that. And then in 21, once you got used to the hot tub, now you're just cashing checks. You ain't even messing around.
It's weird. 2020 was like this COVID year. Tournaments were changed to the fall, and it was just a strange deal, man. Had some tournaments I thought I was, to be honest, going to hit a home run. Absolutely getting ready to hit a home run, and some crazy things, you know, some crazy situations happened where I got stuck on sandbars.
That's a derby. That's a derby, isn't it?
You know, so it was just a snowball of things. I put it on myself. I didn't make it happen. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you got to make it happen.
Got to make it happen. You got to make it happen, man. 21, you made it happen. You won a derby your second year. And, of course, we know you. Yeah, that was at Champlain. You won three derbs at Champlain. I know it. Of. Maybe you've probably been in Tuesday night jackpots just paying mortgages. I know you. But anyway. and then of course 22 Mississippi River. But here's my question to you, man. Like, all these wins that we just discussed, did you know you were gonna win any of these? I mean, prior to the event.
No. I absolutely, the start of practice to the end of practice, absolutely not. Early when you saw it on the schedule, did you get excited? Did I get excited and put a check mark like we're happy? But man, no. It happens during the event.
Okay.
It happens during the event. You get a sign. You get that one bite, something weird, and it's like, this is a special week. There's something different that happens, and every one of those know. going, you know, once practice was a wrap and we could get ready to blast off first morning, it's like, I got my work cut out. Now, could it go well? It could. You know, you saw glimpses, but winning in a top 10 is two different things. So you get a couple key little deals to happen, and it's like,
is it an extreme confidence boost? Is that what it is? Is it just an extreme adrenaline or confidence boost that you can know you can accomplish the task?
It is. It is. And there will be something crazy where, like, that shouldn't have happened. You know?
Yeah.
And when that starts out maybe two times in a week, you know, like you catch a giant where it's not supposed to be, like a last second, you know, you pull up, you got 2 minutes left and you catch a giant. It's like there's something going on this week. So,
yeah, that's cool. And I think maybe the only person that I've ever asked that question to, Brian, that answered that they knew they were going to win was Rick Klun. That's the only guy.
Well, he's got like 50 wins, so yeah. Sure.
One of those, yeah. In there he knew was coming, didn't he?
I had one on the Potomac years ago, a Toyota series that I felt pretty good about.
Okay.
I did. I'm not going to lie. It was. I found some fish where they shouldn't have been on the Potomac River. They were really deep for the Potomac, and I never seen any fish there in my whole life, and they were big ones, and they were biting. I knew I was going to...
You knew you were going to smash them. I love that. Even if just around the house, you know, you get, sometimes you'll see the weather's right or it's been doing some stuff for a few days in a row. And you know, when you dump that boat and get to the river or get to the lake, whatever, you're going to smash them. It's like, man, I know I'm going to smash them today. Yeah, but a lot of times that bites you in the face too, don't it? You know, hey, I learned some fun things about you. I like to do, I like to do research. No, this is good. I like to do research and development, as you know, as a bass fishing talk show host, Brian. So, I probed Ronnie Moore, and it's not as fun as that sounds. He's a lot harder to catch and probe these days. Knocked the tin cup over. Look at that. Tin cup word of the week, grass or, what was it? River? River. There we go. Hey, but Ronnie Moore, we caught him, and we probed him for some info. Get this. You've been in 43 BASS derbs. Do you believe that already? That's wow. Opens. That's every 43 of them, bud. Okay. And out of that, you've been in the money 29 times. All right. That's not bad, Bri. That's not bad. Come on. I know you're a perfectionist, two-time old blue holder. Yeah.
It's more than 50%.
Yes, so. You got that going for you. You're batting over 500. They're not going to put you to the minor leagues. So you're doing good. Get this, all right? You've caught 1,402 pounds of bass in these 43 derbs. 1,402 pounds, Brian?
That's a little bit of weight.
That's a lot of weight, Schmitty. I ain't going to kid you. You may or may not know. I know your wife knows. That at BASS, you have won
$499,459.
Damn. Yeah. You're sitting pretty. Wow. You thought, you're like, oh, you thought that's it. But no, get this. Ginger Ninja back there, the redheaded producer, red on the head like a producer should be. He's calculated it all. Now get this. Ginger's going to tell you how many dollars per pound each bass that you have caught is worth. He's also going to tell you the average money that you have won per 43 derbs. I'm about to blow your socks off here. You didn't even know what's going on, Schmitty.
I'm interested.
All right. Gingy,
all right.
Hit us. What do you got? What's the mathematician is?
Per pound.
Per pound.
Brian, every pound you catch is $356.25.
Whoa. $356.25 a pound, Brian. Pound. Every bucket head or small jaw that you catch.
And now.
Crazy. Get this. Go ahead.
Per derb. Out of the 43 derbs, you make $11,615 per derby.
Wow. Give it up for Brian Schmidt. That's not a bad average.
That's pretty good.
You're sitting that's, pretty.
That's awesome, that stat. To put a value on each pound like that, man, that makes you appreciate everything.
Don't lose fish. That's what that means. A 4-pounder is like 1,200 bones, bud. Yeah. Yeah, stay strong. Stay strong. Smash them. Hey, it's been a while since the victory. How, what's it been? What was that like August 20 something? I can't remember. I was there.
Yeah, I guess we're just
about a month. Yeah. It's about a month away. And you've done plenty of interviews, and I saw some cool stuff on your social media about your victory. So I'm going to make this part really painless for you. And I know you like talking about winning, but this is a little deal that we do that's called Victory in a Nutshell. All right? This is Straycast Victory in a Nutshell, Brian. And you're going to basically, I'm going to give you some keywords or phrases, and you tell us how they relate to your victory. All right? Easy enough. So, it's not going to be like, Brian, tell me about the tournament. Like you did something on some other. Well, it started off in practice as I went to do ta-pa and a schmiddly-baddly-boo-doo, da-da-dee-da-do. And then I went to 7-Eleven afterwards, but they didn't have my flavor Slurpee. So, it's not like that. We're nutshelling it, bud. I'm making this painless. Are you ready? Here it is. Mississippi River champion Brian Schmidt, victory in a nutshell. Here we go, Chinch. You ready? All right. Keywords. Oh, I like it, Ginge. That's a new Victory in a Nutshell music. I like it. Are you getting it on your side, Schmitty?
Yes, sir.
I like it. It's got a good groove. Yes, it's good. Tell me about the trench. The trench.
The trench was a oasis for smallmouth and largemouth bass. On a massive flat of grass to get out of the current and have food washed to them.
Aha, perfect.
On the Mississippi River.
Perfect. How'd you find the trench?
I was actually running around in the area overwhelmed with the topped out eelgrass.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there was a bare spot. My 2D, which I do a lot of quick idling, 40 mile per hour idling on grass flats. Just all of a sudden there was a bare spot and a 2-foot depression. And it was significant enough for me to stop the boat and put the trolling motor down. And I was like, oh,
hey.
When I live scope on, I was like, oh, hi. There was a whole cluster of them sitting on one clump of grass.
Oh, yikes.
And they were smallmouth, and I was like, hey, I got a safety spot. You know, if everything else fails, I got a limit sitting right here.
Man, I mean, there it is. Here's another one, another nutshell. Eelgrass edges and dips.
So.
You like this, Brian? Is this okay?
I love it.
Okay, good.
Dips to me related to the Mississippi River.
Yes.
Are places that make an eddy, okay?
Yep.
So if we got a dip, if we got a dip in the grass, we have some form of eddy.
Yep.
We have an ambush spot for bass on the river. And eelgrass is some of the hardest grass, some of the thickest grass you can deal with, and hard to fish grass.
It's a biatch.
It can be snaggy, and it can also be a 100% reaction bite only form of grass, but it is so hard to work through eelgrass, a reaction bite. So we had to find dips in the eelgrass edges.
Yeah, bud, I love it. I love it. And you did. I mean, you did. That's the whole deal. And eelgrass really is a horrible monster. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Hey, you go ahead and let it rain. Bring on the mud. I got a mud shield. You got a mud shield, don't you? You know, am I stumping you on that one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all the rains came in, right? All the rains came. Okay.
Good.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. I'm with you now.
Okay.
So, Mud Shield, Mississippi River.
Yep.
I had 4 to 5 miles of a shield because I had 4 to 5 miles of thick grass, and I was so far removed from the main channels that I had blockage going every which way from the mud. So I was shielded from the mud for miles of beautiful grass to filter it, and I was shielded on both sides of me from the main current that had the only way the heavy current could get to me is to break through that, you know,
that grass wall. Yeah.
Grass wall. Yeah. So
grass kingdom.
I had an ultimate shield and I had a shield as well in 2017.
Right. I remember. Yep.
I think that river does not stay the same for more than a couple days, and it's important to know what could happen due to weather.
Dude, that river is nuts. You know, remember the spot that fighter was on where he won, or was it one or second? I can't remember. Second place. Yeah. That's there's squirrels living there. Yeah. There's big trees and stuff.
So obviously, yeah,
it changes. Okay. You got the mud shield. Carolina rig leader length. Carolina rig leader length.
I feel that when you are fishing a shallow river, why would you need a long leader? For the Carolina rig leader length, I like a long leader on the Mississippi River when I'm dealing with thick eelgrass. I wanted the weight to get down in there, but still have a chance at my bait floating up here freely of being clogged in the grass.
Gotcha. And that was the key there. I mean, that ultimately led to victory was that long leader length. A lot of guys were sea rigging. I mean, a lot of guys just had it rigged on from Oahu still. You know,
yeah.
I mean, let's be real about it. What?
I think that was another reason I was Carolina rigging so much is because I was so upset that I wasn't privy to the Carolina rig bite on a wire.
You're like, I'll show them. I'll win them. This. Why didn't you call me Lee Livesey?
Austin Felix, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, Austin, you're your buddy.
Yep. So that was part of it, and I knew that they bite it on the Mississippi River, and I had it rigged up for smallmouth, but I caught a couple nice largemouth on it in practice.
Nice buckets, bud. Yeah. What size weight was that, Brian? For real, what was in that?
That was a 3/4.
Okay, gotcha. What was that rig? What were you throwing there? What was the tackle on that?
So 20-pound mainline, 20-pound. Leader, fluoro P-line ultimate fluoro, 7-3 heavy rod from Fitzgerald Stunner series.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't care. I think that rod was the perfect setup for that 7-1 Fitzgerald reel, and then the bait was the Baby Destroyer. I got it right here.
Oh
the
yeah,
the Baby Destroyer from Missile. It's, you know, green pumpkin flash, man. It's green pumpkin with gold. And I'll tell you a funny story about that. So,
yeah,
you know, the river, you can check it out there, but the river.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hold that up again. Hold that up again. I'm sorry. Oh, so here in my mind, I'm thinking Baby D-Bomb, but that's a completely different bait that you have right there.
Yep.
My mind thought it was something else. And that's,
you know, it's got two tails here. It's an awesome Carolina rig bait.
Yeah, I like
it. As crazy as it sounds, you know, they're northern fish. They're supposed to bite anything.
That's so funny.
Look, they were so funny on color.
Yeah, they're finicky, I heard you say.
If you didn't have a little bit of gold flash, they weren't playing nice on the Carolina rig.
Dude, that's so dumb. Come on. I mean, I believe you. I'm not saying you're BSing, but isn't that dumb?
It's weird. It's so weird because the water wasn't even that clear, but they were weird. They wanted a certain presentation.
Why? What was it?
I don't. That's the deal I don't get. I truly don't understand why all this happened, but the final day and some of the third day, I really fished it all day almost, and I gave them a bunch of different looks. Hey, maybe they're, while it's slow, maybe this will trigger them. It had to be that.
Wow.
And it's amazing to me why. I don't know, but they also wanted it brought a certain direction.
Interesting. Yeah, now I've seen that plenty, where it had to be a cast, a certain cast. That's really weird how that happens often more than not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts. And that was one of my next bullet points was what color in finicky fish. So you nailed that deal. And the last bullet point is, in victory in a nutshell, let's weigh them in. It's Championship Monday, and Chris Johnston's got them too. That's the last bullet point. Tell me about the final day, the weigh in.
So I get back to check in. Once I checked in, I'm allowed to look at Bass Track.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm idling back to the boat ramp. Chris John, I think it showed Chris in the lead or me in the lead, but Chris with 14 pounds, 14 and change. And I'm like, Chris has been light every day. Chris has got it.
Yeah, he's notorious for that, bagging both of those John Stones. Yeah.
So I'm fine. I'm driving to the ramp. Chris has got it. I think I'll get second. I'll make a strong run, you know, and hey, it's a solid week. We got the classic. So I get to the ramp. Corey and Matt are there. They're gonna pull Chris out, but Corey is nice enough. Hey, you want me to get your truck? Yes, please, Corey. So of course he's like, "What do you got?"
Corey's hitting you.
I told him. I said, you know, I got somewhere around 16 3/4. And that's when he said, "Man, look, you know, you might have this." And I pulled Corey to the side and I said, "Don't play with me right now, Corey." You know, because like,
oh, he was serious.
You know, because like right now, I'm, you know, I'm thinking there's no chance. He's like, dude, I'm telling. So then the nerves set in, you know, and you're starting to do the math. You're like, if he has 14. So it was that hour or so before I weighed in and Chris weighed in, buddy, I was a mess.
Oh, bud, yeah.
It's easier feeling like, okay, I'm going to get second. But when you feel like there's a chance you can win, man, I really want this to happen. I really want this to happen. I really want this. And so I weighed in and I'm like, wow, all right, we got a chance. When I saw Chris bring his fish up, and this is why I was such a, like, just standing there, like, is because when he handed his fish to Miss Lisa, his fish looked big in that bag.
Yeah.
Okay. It, to me, it was over 15 pounds. He put them on there, but his fish were skinny. He had some thin fish.
Big heads. Yeah.
But thin. And when they said Brian Schmidt, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know? So
I was right there, dude. Like, I was like, holy cow. And
everybody was in shock. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Everybody, yeah. I mean, it was. I said it was the best tournament weigh-in I had seen since Christie's Classic.
Yes.
Yes.
It was just unreal. You know, I needed Chris to stumble a bit, and I needed to have a big day, and that's what happened. Chris is an absolute stud. I mean, one of the best out there. He'll get a W really soon.
Oh, you know he is, and so is Corey. And Corey was serious as a heart attack when he told you that. I was with Corey and Matt all day watching the derby at the house. We're watching you and watching Chris and man, I mean, dude, it's like that was the most intense championship Monday that, I don't know, man. And you won. That was you.
it's official.
That was you.
It's something, man. And, you know, the third day or something, I weighed in a fish that I knew was going to was going to die on me, okay? But there was other things on my mind, the classic. I had this target weight, and that fish ended up costing me probably half a pound to three-quarters of a pound.
Ooh.
But at the time was a valuable fish.
I get it.
Start to think about that. But then, you know, I wasn't fishing a frog. Chris was fishing a frog. Chris probably had so many fish miss his frog or lose them on the frog that he could have blown it away. So all that stuff evens out. You know, it was a blessing, man. It was unbelievable. I was throwing a technique that, you know, they don't get off that much. You know, I was fortunate to get on a Carolina rig bite. When they bit it, they were coming in the boat.
What hook you using on that? Right.
I use a 3-0 959 from Hayabusa. It's
okay.
It sticks on it. It to me, it's the best Carolina rig.
Is it hook. An EWG type or a straight shank or
EWG? You know, it's got the NRB coating, the slick coating.
Uh huh.
But just the angle of that hook where it's related to the line tie, I think it just gets a little more meat.
Okay.
And I don't want to jinx it. It's like I'm batting very high with that. You
know? Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Isn't that what they tell you?
I'm batting pretty high with that hook, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
All those little things matter. I switched to another hook for drop shotting. The first day I caught a big bag drop shotting, I switched to a different hook recently this year, and it's up my ante huge on drop shot fishing for largemouth. So, you know, little things make a big difference at the end of the year, and especially in a tournament like that. So.
You won. That's it. That's victory in a nutshell. Give it up for Brian Schmidt. He won the Mississippi River Derby a month ago. Right?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing, dude. I'm sure you still like, I mean, now that it's the off season, I'm sure you still wake up every day and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. This happened. You know?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Hey, you know what we got to do, Brian? We have to do a like and share deal with you. We might have told you, we might not have told you, but sometimes we just surprise our guests with this stuff. But also, we have the like and share with the Bite Me and the Line and Lure. But if you like and share the live Facebook feed now, Brian Schmidt, Bassmaster Elite Series champion, is going to give you something. You're giving them away something. And all they got to do is like and share this live Facebook feed. It might be a spatula from your kitchen. You can give a spatula away. You can give Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise cassette that you found in your neighbor's dumpster. You can give them that. Or you can give them something, anything you choose, Brian. Have you thought of anything? Is there anything you want to give them?
I got something.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, I got something that you all need to check out, and this is what I'm going to give you right here.
Ooh. Wait, the Schmitty jig, swim jigging deal? The little Schmitty.
The little Schmitty in the nasty color.
Oh, yeah.
The original color. This is a color that will get you bit all over the country, any color water, any situation. This is the deal right here. You got to get it.
What's the color for people listening tomorrow on the podcast? What is that? Because I can't tell quite from here either.
All right. It's called Nasty, but it's green pumpkin. It's got a little bit of brown. It's got a little bit of green, a little bit of purple. It's really kind of a bluegillish color. Okay. But she's got some mylar in her. She's got a little bit of.
I see what you're doing there. You're going to the Mississippi or to the swim jig OGs, your Mansoors, your Dan Bervarnies in their tinsel logic. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I love it. I love it. Hey, how about this? Well, I'm up in the ante for you. This is how we do it in Chicago. Watch how I spend your money right now. You make $396 a pound. Watch this. He's giving two of them. One signed and one for you to throw. How's that?
I like it.
Boom. There it is. Like and share the live Facebook feed and you get the little Schmitty. I like it. Your chance. And Brian's going to announce it here at the end of the show. All right, I'm a river fisherman just like you. Lots of our viewers out there are river guys. And this is what I like to refer to as a selfish segment. As a bass fishing talk show host, I now get to pick your brain to help me catch fish as well as hopefully many other people. And this is called Take Me to the River. You ready to go to the river?
Ready.
All right. We're going to the river, man. I mean, you're good at it. You're good at fishing grass. You're good at rivers. You understand tidal rivers. You understand currents. I mean, you're just a river rat. You are. You're a rat. And I got to ask you this. First off the bat, natural or man-made? Natural or man-made? What prevails more often than not on rivers? Natural or man-made cover?
Man-made.
Man-made. Interesting answer. Tell me why. Like, give me some examples of man-made that are never misses on a river.
Okay, because when we talk about rivers, we're talking about things that change a lot.
Mm-hmm,
we're talking about
mm-hmm.
current.
God,
takes
I see where you're going. You're so damn smart, Brian Schmidt.
So, you know, that old jetty that's under the water, you know, that man-made jetty on the Mississippi River, she's always good, you know. And, you know, you start talking about seawalls and stuff like that, but you know, you can have this beautiful grass bed. Then, hey, the next week it could be gone.
Oh, it's
from
blown out. Where'd it go?
Know, so
yeah,
that's when we're talking about consistency. Yeah, it has to be man-made.
Dude, good answer. I really like how you pick. That's why you're a champion. Like, I'm just thinking, well, I don't know. Brian likes fishing grass, and he's gonna say grass. But no, you left hooked me. I love it. I love that stuff right there. Hey, I'm gonna give you a couple pieces of cover here. Okay, grass, rocks, and wood. All right. Now you love grass. I love grass. Give me four types. Give me three types of grass.
Eelgrass, milfoil, coontail. Hydrilla.
Oh, you just keep going. You just keep going. I like it. I mean, I like it. What's the easiest grass, the most predictable grass? If you see this grass, you're going to find bass.
Milfoil.
Milfoil. I agree. It's so luscious. Luscious milfs everywhere. I love it, for real. And but it really is so predictable, isn't it?
It's the king. Yeah. It's the king, and for some reason, I guess our fisheries are changing that it's like less and less is hanging around.
It yeah, because they think it's like an invasive thing or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the king.
Now, eelgrass is a bitch. I'm sorry to be frank. I deal with a lot of eelgrass on my river here, and the easiest eelgrass to ever deal with, Schmidt, you may or may not have been in on this deal. You probably were, is when Okeechobee used to have it. And like eelgrass was pretty predictable then, because all it was like we talked about dips or depressions. You find dips or depressions, same thing on Okeechobee, you were finding fish. I mean, you could go along with a 10-inch gambler red shad until you found a hole in the eelgrass, and then you just flip those, you know?
Yes.
But
yes.
Eelgrass is, ugh, man, you conquered it, though.
Eelgrass can be tricky. And you know, like you said, there's fisheries that they don't have any grass, and you let a little bit of eelgrass get in there, and it's better than nothing. I'll take that over, you know, no grass.
Like Gunnersville, isn't that what's going on there?
Gunnersville's getting overrun with it. The upper Chesapeake gets overrun with it. It's crazy. But see, at least around here, it gets wiped out. Like, it has to... Every year, the milfoil starts out, and by late June, early July, other grasses start to overrun the milfoil. But, you know, those places where that's it, and that's it year-round, it can be tough. You get eelgrass out to 8-9 foot of water, you know, and you know you need to get a reaction bite,
yeah.
Or you need to find an edge or a hole, and it's hard to work a reaction bait around eelgrass.
Yeah, I like the trick with the longer leader length. I think that, like... Even though it might not seem like it, that's probably getting you some reaction bites as well. The way it falls through there, or it dips off of an eelgrass blade at the top of the bed. You know what I mean?
It all happens so quick, and in the ride home, you're like, damn, that was pretty good.
That works out. Hey, okay, we're moving right. Oh, wait. So as far as wood, like, what's your favorite type of wood? On a river, you like, I mean, I'm by that, I mean stumps, laydowns, bushes, you know, vertical timber. Like, what is your favorite deal? I love laydowns.
I was gonna say on a river, I might be with you on laydowns.
Yeah,
it's putting out more current block, right? Like yeah. There's some eddy around that somewhere. So I'm gonna go with you on that laydowns for sure.
So get this now, talking about that on the rivers with you know creating eddies and current breaks and this. Do you find that a lot of times those, and I'm talking about bucket heads, I'm talking about the largemouths. Do you find that a lot of times they'll often sit right in that current side of the laydown as opposed to the off current side? Find the biggins do that.
I do too. So there's a little eddy on the front side that the big one, the big ones like to claim for sure. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Kind of flip in there half-heartedly just because you got to do it, and all of a sudden your line's going up current.
Yeah, you're like, what the heck?
Whoa. So, yeah, I've seen that. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and then a lot. Now, there can be good ones on the break, on the back break, but more often than not, the biggins are right in that current on the front, in that break on the front, like you said. But there could be 20 of them on the other side. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But you're not going to find a lot of them competing for the bait on the front break. On the back break, that's where all the hoodlums are.
Exactly. Yes, sir. they haven't been able to claim that front piece yet.
Channel edges and swings. How important are those to a river rat?
I mean, that's about everything.
Is it just constantly, like, you put in somewhere, you put in a ramp, and you're at River X in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. I don't know. I just made all this up right now. And you're running the river. Look, what are you looking for? Like, as far as channel edges and swings, like, what's the deal? Is that something you do, or are you already looking, are you just looking for visual stuff to begin with?
I mean, hands down, if you drop me in on a river that I've never been to, I'm going to try to simplify it right away. And I know current makes fish set up in certain situations. They don't have a choice. Now, if you take grass out of the equation, you know, you need some kind of current break.
Yeah.
And they love a channel swing. They love an undercut bank. This gives them everything. This gives them the protection of deep water. This gives them current bringing bait to them. This gives them a chance to not fight the current as much. So that's an easy, that's textbook 101 to get some bites, get some, you know, feedback from the fishery right away. So, you know, those are the deal, man. I mean, you know, even where you think like where I was on this major flat and I had a little trench. Well, that trench is in essence a channel swing as well. It's making a current break, making an eddy right there. And you know, all those things are the same. They're just set up differently all over the river, but you got to have something like that.
The most, in my opinion, on the rivers around here, and tell me if you don't find this as well, where that channel swings are like saddles up, on, and there could be like where it saddles up against the bank and it's a hard spot, but there's grass on each side of those saddles. Isn't that usually just magic?
Done.
Yeah. Like that's the spot, man.
Done.
Just go. That gets her every time. You know what I mean? That makes her eat.
Right there. That's the ones you gotta find.
Man, do you think that largemouth and smallmouth set up differently in current in river systems?
Yes and no. So, you know, on that Mississippi River, it seemed like they didn't. They could get on the same exact deal, the same exact piece of cover.
Living simultaneously and harmoniously.
They maybe not simultaneously. what What was really interesting about the place that I ended up winning was there was a ton of smallmouth there, okay? And there was a few largemouth there. It seemed like early in the morning, the smallmouth would almost overrun this place, and they would kind of just peter on out. And mid-morning, midday, the largemouth would kind of take over. And I don't understand the science behind that, you know, not at all. They were in the same exact cast and everything, you know, same place within the place. So I don't know. But in normal situations, like it seems like the smallmouth on rivers will be more related to stronger current than largemouth.
Okay.
And most river situations. But the Mississippi River was a little different there. They were kind of side by side, but they had their feeding times.
And it's that dang current, man. I mean, like Clun, like go back to Clun. Clun always says it, and we bring it up on this show all the time. Current is the great neutralizer. So it don't matter if it's hot, if it's cold, if it's rainy, or if it's sunny, or what the wind's blowing, the wind's not blowing. Current neutralizes everything, and that's where the bait goes, and that's where the fish eat, and they eat there every damn day.
So that's why I think I love rivers so much, is because exactly like you said, current equalizes everything. It makes them be there. They have no choice but to be there. When I get on lakes that I believe a fish can be nomadic, a school of bass, a group of bass can swim into this pocket and feed today, and then tomorrow they're out over 100 foot of water chasing bait. I don't like that.
Yeah, right.
I want to know that they're there because of that. They're not leaving. And it's about finding the biggest fish. Like, they're going to be where they're supposed to be. Find the biggest ones on the fishery. I love that situation. I don't like when I start to second guess. Maybe they're not going to be here. The bait's going to move. You know, how do you pattern that? Oh. You know, that's my love with the rivers right there.
100%. Hey, speaking of bait, I did forget to ask you, what were they eating there on the Mississippi River in that eelgrass? What was the bait?
So they're tearing up some kind of little bait fish.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. They were blowing up on it. But my live well was chock full of crawdads.
Oh, was it really?
Chock full of crawdads, man.
Isn't that something?
Blowing up on the surface on little, I guess, it can't be shad, huh?
No, it's probably like little emerald shiners or something.
Little river
shiners or something. You caught one on a plug, didn't you? You caught a wave fish on a topwater plug, right?
Caught some on top.
Yeah.
You know, they start tearing the water up that final day, but crawfish out the you-know-what in the live well.
Interesting. Did you smell them like Ike and Ellie? Did you smell the fish's mouth and its butt?
No,
you didn't do that? You just didn't ring my dick. That's how you know. It's crawdads. That's where you know. Hey, all right, real quick, you're still on the rivers. All right, I'm going to ask you about a couple baits, and I just want you to give me a surefire Brian Schmidt go-to every time works on the river bait in this category. First one is a plug, crankbait. What's the bait?
Little John MD, Little John MD 50.
Okay.
You know, get that going. I mean, you could get that going there in the clear chartreuse, you know, just get cranking some laydowns. It's not going to go that deep.
You put it on heavy string?
I'll put it on 15.
Okay.
Crank that on rip, you know, underwater jetties, laydowns, you know, channel swing banks, you know, it'll get bit. It's a good deal for rivers. It's got a tight wobble. It seems to come through cover pretty good too. So that for cranking, that would be that.
Little John MD flip bait. What is your go-to flipping bait on a river?
Give me a Missile Baits D-bomb.
Okay. I got all right.
Now check this out.
Yeah. So,
all right, this is something I do a little bit different when I'm flipping on a river. Because when I'm flipping on a river, I'm going to have one on 20 fluoro. I'm going to have one on a flipping setup for heavy grass.
Okay.
The one I have on fluoro, I'm putting in the laydowns. I'm putting in the isolated cover, you know, somewhere you're going to flip a jig. I don't like to flip a jig as much as I used to because I don't like getting hung up as much.
Okay.
But I'll take two side flanges off. So, you know, like on a D-bomb, you know, these right here will be on a D-bomb as well.
Yes, yes. I know.
I take those two off, and it really makes the two end tails really kick. It's a different presentation. It slims it down.
I like it.
Do we kind of get kind of near like a tube action a little bit too? That's a little trick I do flipping on rivers, and it's paid off big time.
Heck yeah, man. Remember back in the day, and Dave Dudley still gets mad at me for this, talking about this, but remember that old FLW brush hog trick that Dudley used to do with the Potomac River trick with trimming the brush hog to make it like a tube?
I do remember that, yeah. Yes.
So he'd cut the legs off, and then he'd take scissors and make those flaps like you just referred to on the D-bomb, and he'd slice them really thin. And that was his secret bait. He's going to punch me when I see him. But
he's caught enough fish. He has the secret.
Yeah. And he's a YouTube star now. He's doing fine.
Big time.
He's doing fine. I like your flip bait selection. So you got one on braid and you got one on floral. What's your standard weight deal? Like on that floral setup for a river guy like you?
3/8.
3/8. Okay.
3/8. Some people, they might go lighter than that. I want to get it into the place I want to get it into, and I want to get it through that place, through the current, down to where it needs to be every time. So the 3/8 seems to be that perfect medium there. It's not too heavy. It's not too light.
What's the one on braid? What is the weight heavier on your braid combo?
That would determine, you know, are we punching or just kind of diving in some thicker grass? So ounce-ish kind of realm, you know, right in there somewhere, ounce and a quarter maybe. That's going to be set up for sure if I see a couple little mats and stuff.
Yeah, Mississippi famous for that on them laydowns too, isn't it? Get some
thickens
on that. Topwater plug. What is it?
I mean, you know, give me a buzz bait on a river.
I like that, yeah. I like that. I don't know why. Just because I do.
Give me a buzz bait, you know, and I feel like you could cover a lot of water with it, and you could work it over the grass. You could work it around some laydowns.
What's your buzz bait? What's your go-to, man?
I mean, right now, if I had to pick one, you know, just to go buy it right away and it works right away, that Jacob Wheeler, the Accent Lure one.
It does work good.
It seems like out the pack.
I don't know the guy that you're talking about on the first part, but the other, the buzz bait, the finesse buzz bait, works really good.
So you already know.
Yeah, that's a good one. A good one. Hey, remember that old Booger Man? Like the old, I know they're making Booger Mans again, but remember that old Booger Man, Brian?
We're all about the sounds. So.
Yeah.
You know, early on when we started buzz baiting around the Potomac, man, it had to be the right sound, buddy. You'd get one and you would be scared to lose it if it made the right sound. And I'll never forget the first couple times getting on some fish with it. It's a bad boy when they're on it. It catches biggins.
Yeah, dude. I mean, there's something about that old school one. Hey, last one, spinner bait. What's your spinner bait, Schmitty? Do you throw a spinner bait? Do you have any?
I do, yes. I'm not really affiliated with anybody with spinner baits, you know. So I can choose what I want. And you know, the few times I throw it, which isn't a lot, you know, I'll take a War Eagle. You know, give me a War Eagle.
Yeah, I mean, a good old War Eagle bullet head spinner bait's hard to beat, especially for a river rat.
It's hard to beat. I mean, they have a lot of different options there. Simple chartreuse and white. Give me a small silver Colorado and a big gold willow leaf, and I'm good. And, you know, probably not going to put a trailer hook on it because I don't like getting snagged up a lot. But
yeah, right. No, I get you. But, hey, man, I mean, I think you nailed it. That Jacob Wheeler buzzbait, that finesse one, as well as the... War Eagle, like the Screaming Eagle in a half ounce or the Finesse, remember the McClellan type one? Those are just like river dogs, man. Both of those wire baits, the Accent and that War Eagle. Wow. Wire dogs. Hey, yeah, that's Take Me to the River. What do you think?
I like.
All right. I don't know. I learned a bunch of stuff. I'm just going to copy whatever you do because you're an Elite Series champion. And I'm just a talk show host. That's it. Copy Brian Schmidt. Guys that are good on rivers. That's the deal. All right. Hey, you do have your show and tell stuff, right? That's coming up later. Okay, good. Good. Just making sure you're ready. Making sure you're ready. But this is a little bit further exercise in getting to know a Bassmaster Elite Series champion. And by champion, I mean you, Brian. I know it's hard. It's, you know, you got every day. We're going to remind you. You're a dang champion, right? You ready? All right, Ginge, what do we got? Let's do a little, good old-fashioned game show type music. Hey, it's Brian Schmidt. Let's get to know Brian Schmidt. He's a bass fishing tournament demon. He just wins stuff. He makes like $386 a pound. He's live here on StrayCast. Brian, I want to ask you a question, and I need to be completely honest, tell the whole truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, Ray Scott. Okay? Are you there? Now, I need you to mix the perfect angler, and you're mixing these two gentlemen to build the perfect angler, all right? Now, it can be an angler from the past. It can be an angler from the present. It could be an angler from the future, or it could be you. But I know that you really admire Thrifty. You love Brian Thrift. He's a buddy and just a hell of a fisherman. Last week, Brian New loves Thrift, too. Ginge, we got to book Thrift. Remind me to book Thrift. Okay, anyway. But you love Brian Thrift. You know who else you love? MJ, Michael Jordan, dude. Like, you're a Jordan fan. And
that's right.
Like, so my question to you is, combine those guys. Make a Michael Jordan, Brian Thrift, super angler. Who is it, Schmitty? Who is it?
I gotta pick one person?
Yeah, like, that exists or an up and coming. Like, I mean, this is a weird question, but a tough one. I don't know how else to put it.
How about my son?
Okay, we'll take it. What's your son's name?
My son, Dylan.
Dylan!
He is being bred into this. He's got his grandfather. He's got me. It's in his face every day.
Wow.
Just turned 9. He's going to have it.
Dude, I'll tell Dylan this. All right, here's the Jordan quote. Are you ready? I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed. 26 times they trusted MJ to shoot the ball and win, and he missed. But guess what? He failed over and over, and he became Michael Jordan because he finally succeeded.
Right? Yep.
There's nobody like him. And now Dylan is the new Michael Jordan, Brian Thrift of Bassin. There it is. Jordan Schmidt.
There it is.
Or Dylan Schmidt. Dylan Schmidt. Dylan Jordan. Dylan Michael Jordan Schmidt, Brian Thrift.
He'll love that.
Yes. Jacob Heimer Schmidt. There it is. That's awesome, dude. I like it. I like it. Okay. Hey, what's your current jam right now? What are you listening to? What's on in the truck when you're going derb to derb?
Oh man, there's a couple songs that catch me. I don't know the names of them. I'm trying to come up with.
Oh, go ahead and just sing the whole song. Go ahead, it's fine.
I can't even get it. I've come back to that, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Keep it in your brain. Who's the best salesman in bass fishing of all time? The best salesman in bassin of all time.
Hank Parker?
Hank Parker is a great answer. Uncle Hank, he's my uncle, and he's your uncle too. And he just, I just buy stuff. How many of them dang spinnerbaits did you buy, bud? Like a zillion, ain't it?
And it still goes on. He's very good with his show and everything like that. I think he is. He's pretty good at that.
Dude, when Hank comes on here, we have a ball. We have a ball. I'm not kidding you, man. Hey, one word that describes the late, great Ray Scott.
I mean, founder.
Founder. Founder. That's strong. Founder. Yeah. It's like something out of a sci-fi. They go up to the guy that, and let's go see founder.
Just one word. I mean, that's it.
Boom. Founder. I like it, dude. Hey, the founder made a bunch of rules, and the rules at Bass have changed over the years and progressed and regressed and progressed and regressed and progressed. If Brian Schmidt, Bassmaster Elite Series champion, two-time Bassmaster Elite Series champion, had a chance to change a rule in Bass, what is it? What are you changing, Brian?
I think the only thing I would change is, I mean, it's a simple thing, and I don't even know if it's a rule, but one thing I would change is no off day.
No off day.
No off day.
Okay, that seems to be common, doesn't it, amongst a lot of anglers that don't want the off. Or is it split?
There's still some guys are really into having that off day. I'm not a fan of it anymore. I used to have it on FLW. Then we had a few events with no off day, and I really liked it. I like staying in tune with the fish and getting it going. So
yeah, it kind of knocks you out, you know, because you're like, I could just sleep in this day and go to get Cracker Barrel. I'll rig up around 4.
Yeah. You lose track a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. That's a very common answer here on Straight Cast. I mean, but you know what? Hey, you're a champ. Someday you're they should have a panel of champions, right? It's a grand hall of panel of champions, and you all have gold suits. And then you just walk in, and every rule goes by the panel of champions. See what I'm saying? You like it?
I'll join. Where do I
sign? Well, you're already in. I mean, you're 100% in the panel of champions. I'm calling Bowman. I'll see Bowman at the Aaron Martin's deal coming up here. That's October 6th, in case you didn't know, Brian. That's yep. When Aaron's getting in, inducted into the Bassin Hall of Fame. So we'll be there in Springfield, Missouri, at the Bassin.
Well deserved.
Yeah, you know it is, bud. You know it is. Hey, man, I'm learning a lot about you. I learned a lot about you, and I got to tell you, every time that you come on this show, I have a lot of fun. Now, this is the part that, honestly, all my BS that we just been through aside, I want to see what you got for show and tell. This is a brand new segment that's called Bassin Show and Tell with the Champions. I mean, it's called Show and Tell with the Champions. What's it called? Bassin Show and Tell with the Champions on Straight Cast, but only sometimes? What's it called? I don't know. But here it is. It's Show and Tell with Brian Schmidt. What do you got? A spin pole?
Got a spinny pole.
A spanny pole. I see you.
So we got our setup here. This is our drop shot setup for largemouth. This is a Fitzgerald Wacky Worm Shaky Head Rod.
Okay.
And I use it for drop shotting largemouth. Okay. This rod, it's just a little, it has a little more power than I would like for like a smallmouth drop shot rod. It's perfect for a largemouth because a lot of times when you get a little bit heavy line, I really want to set the hook. So this is my setup. You know, I got a Stunner Reel 3000 and I got my drop shot rig here. Okay.
This
has become my little money maker as of late.
Uh-oh.
This is the new Missile Baits Magic Worm. This is the blueback secret color. This is a deadly, deadly worm here, guys. It's a collaboration with Missile and Robo Worm.
Really?
Cruz put some work into this. It's just a little bit bigger profile.
Yeah, what is that, 8-inch or something?
This
Six inch. Okay.
But it's just a little bit bigger than your traditional robo worms you're used to. It's a little bit different profile. And this is a 3-aught 957 hook from Hayabusa. This is the perfect hook for this worm. It's a very light wire worm hook, but this has the coating on it as well. It gets you a lot of hook sets. You know, it gets a lot better penetration, slides on the worm a little bit, range tungsten sinker anywhere from a quarter or 3/8, 12-pound P-line fluorocarbon. This is my main deal for largemouth.
12-pound, okay.
You know, I don't want to play around. You
no.
know, like, hey, that's my deal there.
What's the braid on there?
10-pound P-line braid.
Okay.
I'm 10 to 12 there. This setup, I threw 4 days, all 4 days at Lake Pickwick when I got top 10 there, finished sixth, caught 90% of my fish on this exact same setup. And then day one at the Mississippi River at 1710, all those fish came on this exact setup, drop shotting on a river, you know, a river with grass. I caught them drop shot day one. So this is something you guys got to check out, especially this worm. This is a new worm here, and I'm telling you, it's getting big.
Yeah, I've seen you throwing it, and you catch a lot of fish out of the back of your own boat. You know what I mean? You really do. You're the best co-angler you ever had.
I love landing them on the back of the boat. I don't know. What am I going to do this lean over thing? So if I get back there and I get on my knees, I can get them. So
yeah, you love that back of the boat.
I love it.
What else you got? You got any more show and tell? Come on, keep them coming, Ryan. Class is still in session.
I got my swim jig rod here.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Fitzgerald Signature Series Brian Schmidt swim jig rod. This is my baby. This is I'm honored to have this rod. I love swim jigging. I've had some success swim jigging, and luckily Fitzgerald thought I was, you know, worthy of having a rod like this. And this is a 7-to-1 medium heavy, very, very fast rod. It's got a little bit shorter butt length here. Okay, I don't like a lot on my forearm because I like to do a little bit of kind of jerk pause reel, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, 15-pound P-line fluorocarbon. Once again, 15-pound. That's all I throw, 15-pound P-line fluorocarbon. You know, this setup right here, 7-to-1 Fitzgerald Stunner reel. These reels, you'll really learn why I love these reels. You crank in some big fish. When you really get to cranking and get them coming tight, nothing's moving on this reel. It's got a metal frame.
Okay.
And you feel like you got them. You know, nothing like moving around, feeling like it's going to break on the reel. And I have a Missile Baits Crawfather on this swim jig.
Yeah.
You know, this is an awesome setup right here. Get a lot of bites doing it. This is the color I was talking about earlier, the nasty color. If you look at those eyes, the bulging eyes.
Dude.
They reflect light from every angle. It's a big deal. All those little things add up. So this is my setup right here for swim jigging, man. I mean, this setup, I'm more of a finesse swim jig guy more than your...
Northern style.
More northern style swim jigging. And this is what I do, and I love it. And eventually here, there's going to be another event that lines up for it. You know, I thought the Mississippi River was going to be that. Keith Combs looked like he was catching some fish doing that. I caught some in practice. It felt like my fish were going, they were getting off of the reaction bite, and I had to slow down. But I did find a lot of fish doing that in practice.
Yeah, dude. And you are just like, Brian Schmidt is synonymous with the two word swim jig. I mean, you really are. There's no doubt about it. That's.
You know, Pat, if you told me I'm going to let you have one event, I'm going to sick you on the Mississippi River full of grass with your classic burp on the line, I'm going to throw a swim jig.
That's right. I'm going to
throw a swim jig. So believe me, I pushed it, and I pushed it, and I pushed it. and I did catch some fish on it, but it changed, it evolved, and luckily I've grown as an angler to know that we can't always make them eat what we want. Sometimes we got to make them eat, we got to feed them what they want. So
make or eat.
Make or eat. Sometimes we get you sent home.
So. Hey, well, let me tell you, at this point of my unprofessional career right now, I usually just fish however I want, and then I start thinking about dinner an hour after I ain't catching them because I suck this bad. That's what I do. But then I got to remember to listen to everything I just learned from Brian Schmidt today.
I appreciate it.
What else? You got any more show and tell? You got any more show and tell? You got anything else to show?
That's it, man.
That's not it. I mean, that was plenty. I mean, that was amazing. That's what I wanted to see for real. That's why I told Andy when he asked you about that, don't tell me what he's got. Don't tell me. And, dude, the spin pole, I'm not the craziest about spin poles. But I see you smashing them on the spin pole 100%. And, of course, the swim jig, dude.
Yep.
The Brian Schmidt swim jig. Which speaking of, we're giving away two of them, aren't we? We're giving away two of them to a lucky StrayCast viewer and Brian Schmidt fan. Now Andy can give you one of two things here. He can give you a drum roll, or he can give you a medieval fanfare. But here's the catch. When you announce the winner, you have to do it in a different voice. You can't just do it in your Brian Schmidt voice. You have to you have to use a different voice.
It's in his text, by the way.
Oh, and the winner's in your text.
Also,
Tambien.
Austin Levine. Felix been chirping you that he gave away a jersey, New gave away a rod, and you gave away one jig. He was chirping.
Unreal. Him. Austin so Felix is
get
right.
Get with your boy. He's
wow,
chirping.
Wow, he's true about that. Austin's right. He don't sugarcoat shit. He don't. He don't. Yeah. New gave away a rod. Austin Felix gave away a jersey. And you okay, so can you give it like two jigs and a weed guard? Can you do that, Schmitty?
Yes. And if they're watching, if you guys are watching, I'm gonna get you.
I'm sure you will. Okay, so what do you want? You want drum roll or you want medieval fanfare? You got the winner on text, and you gotta announce it in a dumb voice.
Drum roll.
I like your style. You want him to send it again, or do you got it?
Got it.
You got it. Okay. Here we go. We'll give you the drum roll. And the winner is...
Cameron Bear.
Yes! Cameron Bear. Dude won. He won the Schmitty pack. I like it. Two jigs and a weed guard.
Winner, winner.
Oh, man. You're going to punch Austin Felix in the arm as hard as you can and receive him.
I mean, Austin gave somebody something that they can look at. New gave them something that they could at least use and catch fish.
Wow.
And if you're stranded on the island, they could use to survive. I'm giving somebody a tool as well. I'm giving something they can use to catch a lot of fish,
Wait, here's a message from Austin Felix. He's in the house. He is in your house right now. Hi.
Oh.
Yes, he's in your house, somewhere in your house. And so is Brian New. Oh, no. Schmitty, I had a great time tonight, Bri.
I did too, guys. Seriously. Yeah. Thank you. I know you guys, listen, it's a privilege to be on with you. I know I did something good to be on with you. So hope I do this again. And be better.
Yeah, for sure. Keep winning. Keep winning, man. And you know what? I think that you're going to win again, of course. And the classic. You got a classic to win now. And an AOI and all that good stuff.
I'm praying that I'm on the Elite Series and make it to a classic that is on a grass fishery in March. That's my career goal right now.
The heavens will open up and part and the light will shine down.
I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I will be excited to make if that was the case.
Bass Fishing Galaxy, let's all put the energy together. Give it up for Brian Schmidt and pray for a grass event at a classic in March. There it is. Thanks, Schmitty.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Peace. I'll see you soon, bud.
See you soon.
Yeah, take care. Thanks again for everything. That's awesome. That was a fun one. That really was. You like that one, Chinch?
That was great.
That was good. What are you giving away now, Chinch? You're giving away something now, ain't you?
Yeah, the line and lure.
And yeah, and you got to do a dumb voice, too. I liked Schmitty's dumb voice. It was just like, it was kind of like, what was the guy's name again?
I
forgot the guy's name already.
Cameron Bear.
Cameron Bear.
I'll do a Maddie. That's all I got.
Oh, you got a Maddie voice?
No, probably not.
Oh, I would like it. Hey, Choder's on his way there. Yeah.
He's out east for Hartwell, right?
No, well, Choder's going to Maddie's, and then he's going to News.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's our Into the Great Wide Open host, who it's his birthday today. Oh. Give it up for Brad Leitner. Oh, BC, happy birthday. I almost forgot about that. Gresh darn it. Golly bum dad gum.
Okay, you ready?
I am ready, Gingy.
Hold on, I lost it.
Get him. Get him.
For the Bite Me in Line and Lure gift pack?
Yes.
Mark DeGoy.
Mark
That's all
what?
I got. Mark DeGoy.
DeGoy.
Yeah, what it, yeah.
Mark DeGoy.
There you go.
What nationality is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's American.
American. Mark DeGoy. Congratulations, you won the Bite Me Tackle and Line and Lure Combo Pack. Bite Me Tackle, maker of all kinds of fine lead components, and of course the Line and Lure line conditioner, as well as the fine family of Bowda Stern boat products. You just want it. You guys want it. You want to grab it. It's probably a $100 pack, whether you know it or not. I should have said that at the beginning, right? I should have said, it's probably a prize pack worth $100. And then I should have said, put in OTPHJ10 for your chance to get this over the pants. I don't know what I'm saying. That's nuts, Ginge. You know what I mean? It's a wide world we live in. It's a wide world. What in the wide world of sports is going on around here? That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Saying what I mean. Dude, I like Impulse Lithiums. I'm not going to kid you. Hey, how come I kept saying I like it tonight? Can you get a buzzer that, like, buzzes me when I say things too many times in a row, like shock therapy? Stop me. I'm a beast. I don't need this. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs me saying the same word every month for a million times in a row. Omnia Fishing. Hey, Omnia Fishing has those rods, bud.
The also,
what?
They're doing, because they're moving the warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing moving 20 for 20%.
OTPHJ moving 20.
Site-wide. It's on everything.
For real. On every product. Yeah. And actually, they got those Schmitty swim jig rods. That, you know, I know they were having trouble keeping them, but I think I saw they had some more. Power pull. Yeah, we power pull down for pleasure around here. I'm not going to kid you. We don't know what to do when we go bassing without power poles. Ginge, I've been having to do crazy stuff with power poles, like, because I can't get them down all the way, so then I got to put my feet on them and push them down just to get them down a little bit under the bridge. But I thought those things on top of the power poles were rollers. They're not rollers. Those are not rollers. They don't roll under bridges. Mine are scratched. Anybody want to buy a set of power poles? hey, I'll get you in a set of power poles. Crestliner, man, we love you. I love you anyway. Abu Garcia in Berkeley. Forever, since I was a kid. Ichikawa Hooks, Mr. Ichikawa. I'll tell you what, them trebles and that TS3 flip hook. Look out. Sims, Patterson, Peter Marcano. You guys are amazing. The entire Sims design team. Gingy, you look good in those waders. Nice bulge, by the way, in the waders.
I try.
Tin Cup Whiskey, thanks, Veronica Vaughn and Whiskey Gypsy. We love you. Alpha Angler, talk to Boomer the other day. He's doing good. He's calling me for motivation. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But he's calling me for motivation. Half a Spot Official, sign up now. Don't be a dum-dum. You got a chance to fish anywhere in the world. Download the Half a Spot app today. Speaking of swim jigs, Dan Bravarni, we miss you. Dan Brevarney makes a heck of a northern swim jig. Of course, Bite Me Tackle. And we throw shade with Amphibia, don't we, Jinch? We're throwing that shade with Amphibia. I'm into those Wayfarer-looking ones with the tortoise shell right now. Yeah, I pretend I'm Don Henley, but I'm really not. Hey, I'm going to bring you out with a song. Ready? Ready? He produces. He's red on the head. His name is the Jinch. That's all I got. So we're off next week, and then we're back on the 12th with the Brandon Palahniuk Rastafarian Angler of the Year special, right? Dude, wait till you see who I got coming on this thing. Like, it's you're going to have your hands full, Jinch. Like, get ready for an AOY party. This ain't, like, I'm not going to let Brandon get all PMA on us. You know what I mean? I'm not letting it happen. I'm not letting him go clun. We're going to party like it's 2099. 2000 party over loop. You know what I mean? That's the deal. All right. Dude, I had a great time. I could do this forever. I could do this forever in a day. But I got bass to catch, and so do you, Bass Galaxy. It's been a swell day, a swell night. I'm Pat Renwick. That's Andrew Ellenberger. Thanks so much to Brian Schmidt for coming on the show. Thank you, Bass Nation, for your support of the show. And most of all, thank you, Bass Galaxy. See you October 12th. Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Casts on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace!